And our community connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Errol Hayda, Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer of the Lighthouse. Linda Radiker also joining us. But Errol, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate what you and the Lighthouse does for our community.
Thank you, Charlie. We appreciate the opportunity to be able to share our story through the medium radio.
Please. And I know that this is a mission that started decades ago and continues today. And you told me before we went on the air, you may not be exactly 100% on the numbers, but you're mostly full. And in a sense, for that's a good thing, but also I'm sorry to say you're full.
Yeah, it's good for the people that we have a place for them to come. Difficult when you have to turn someone away. We do that from time to time because we only have so many beds available. This is our 25th anniversary, and I'm so grateful that 25 years ago, Naomi Lanier moved to Bartlesville from a call from God to start the Lighthouse and kept it going through some very difficult times. And God's really been blessing over the last few years. We're just grateful for the opportunity to minister to people.
Yeah, when you and others have told me the stories of the origin and when Naomi was in, when she was in charge of the Lighthouse, many people, and I'm trying to paraphrase it, said, you know, you don't need to do that. We don't have a homeless problem in Bartlesville. But apparently we do.
We really do, and it's growing. Some cities will refer people here, and we've had people ride their bicycle from as far away as Oregon to come here to the Lighthouse. Sometimes they're referred to as a get out of jail, need a place to stay, and that's very critical, that first reentry back into society. So it's been a great opportunity for people to get their lives turned around.
Well, we are primarily talking about an event coming up, and I'll let you tell us about it, but it is the same kind of different as me. You had a booth at the Washington County Fair telling people about it, and the film is coming to Bartlesville.
Right. This film was produced about 2 years ago, and there was two attempts to launch it nationally, but they decided the date was not good, and so it's going to be a premiere showing October the 18th. Here in Bartlesville, and to make sure it was shown at the theater here, the Lighthouse committed to buy 500 tickets to sell to make sure it was showing here on Wednesday night, the 18th of October. That's the premier showing nationwide, and many rescue missions around the United States are also doing that same night. And so we're here to talk about that movie, and Linda Radiker, our director of development, has been pretty much the one in charge of promoting this movie. So I'll let Linda tell just a little bit about the movie, how you buy tickets, and a little bit more about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Linda, thanks for coming in this morning. You and I have talked on the air of various topics. You're relatively new into this task, but you seem to have jumped in with both feet and gotten excited about this movie.
Well, I didn't have much chance but to jump in with both feet. Errol just kind of said, here's the direction to go, now go. And we are excited about this movie that's coming. It is filmed in Fort Worth, Texas, so it's practically in our backyard, filmed in a mission there. And it is a story without giving away too much, but it's life-changing. The impact on a community made by a homeless man and by people who cared about him made a big difference. And we are very privileged to have this movie show here. It's a first-class movie. We got to see a premiere of it. Renee Zellweger, Greg Kinnear, John Voight are some of the names that you will know that's in the movie. And it's a very classy movie done in a very professional way with a story that has a deep impact. And you could get tickets many places here in town. Our banks have been very supportive. You can pick up tickets. They're $10. And you can get them at Truity Credit Union, Arvest Banks, Central National Bank, American Heritage Bank, Armstrong Bank, or you can go onto the Lighthouse website and get them online also, or pick them up at the Lighthouse.
Okay, and it sounds as though the story on this, and I have to say, all I know is what I've seen in the marketing materials for the film. I haven't read the book, but when you talk about the lineup of cast that's in this, and some of the, I read credits. I know some of the names of the director and producer and that sort of thing. These are not novices to the film business. These are people with some great credentials, and I'm sure they picked a good story to tell.
They did. It's a very meaningful, and like Errol mentioned, we are a community that maybe have a tendency to think we don't have a homeless population, but we do. And the story highlights how people could get involved in a community and make a difference just by impacting one life.
And I think those are the kind of stories that really will touch someone when they walk out. I have no doubt that people will walk out the door either very quietly or talking pretty animatedly about what they saw.
When we saw the movie, it was very heartfelt. We were actually locked in a room. It was a preview, and they had security cameras on us, so that it was a very private showing. But we got to see it, and it.
They didn't confiscate your cell phone or anything.
No, well, if they saw them, they probably would.
I say that with a smile on my face because I don't think you would have had it out.
No, but we were very privileged to get to watch it at a convention that we were at in Dallas in the spring, and so we can speak well of the movie from first-hand experience.
And this, again, is being presented courtesy of the Lighthouse as far as bringing the film to town. It's at the mall.
At the mall. At the theaters out there. You can buy tickets the night of the showing also. Mm-hmm. But we're very conveniently located to get them to you online or at the banks. And we hope you'll pick them up ahead of time.
Okay. Wednesday night, I think it's we're talking about a typical middle of the week. Some folks may go out for dinner previously. Typically, it's a church night, but it might be a good night to, I'll say, take a vacation from that and go see the film on a Wednesday night.
Well, we're encouraging the churches to take their small groups, and we have some that are doing that instead of having their Bible study or whatever they might have that evening, that they'll go as a group and support the movie and be challenged as well.
It would be rough if we had to keep it for a few more days because people were crowding in the theater.
That's right. That's right.
Now it will, as far as we know, continue through the weekend, but Wednesday night is the premiere, and that's always a great time to go.
That's right. The 18th of October.
When I'm talking with local theater groups or anything else, I will always say go opening night because that way you get the benefit of being able to tell your friends what you saw so they can go some other time.
Yeah.
This is something, how did you manage to, I mean, you saw this at a presentation in Dallas, but what did they tell you about it before you saw the film? Did they give you anything other than really what you already said?
Well, I think that what, Errol probably can answer this because he got involved with the book early on.
Okay. And this is, again, the film made from a novel.
Right. It's a true story written by Ron Hall, and about 2 years ago at the conventions, they started talking about this movie and talking about the book, and said it's going to have a very big impact nationally because of the story it tells about it. It also shows how you can get involved in helping someone else get a good start in their life, and or restart, actually, getting life back on track. It's a story of a man who reluctantly goes to a mission in Fort Worth Union Gospel Mission, and his wife pressures him into going to help serve meals there. And he goes there reluctantly. He's an art dealer. He's a very rich person, a very well-to-do person, and he is totally out of his element, totally a different culture, and very awkward and very reluctant. And as he begins to meet some of the residents, and begins especially attracted to a man named Denver Moore, who is a man who was a grandfather. His grandfather was a sharecropper, so he came from an entirely different background than Ron Hall did. And it shows how the book is about the next 10 years of their life, intertwined back and forth. And it's a very powerful story about involvement of someone else's life. And just like Ron offers things to Denver Moore, Denver also offers a lot of insight and wisdom to Ron Hall. And there's a story in the book where Denver Moore, the resident from the Fort Worth Mission, is talking to Ron about being his friend. And Ron asks, he says to Denver about wanting to get to know him better. He says, "You want to be my friend?" And Denver Moore says, "I have to think about that." And then here's why he was thinking about that. He said, "You rich people have this tradition of when you go fishing, you catch a fish and then you release it. Us poor people, when we catch a fish, we take it home and eat it and get some good out of it." He said, "Now, are you doing friendship the same way you fish? Are you going to catch and release?" And when I heard that, I thought, that is so powerful, because sometimes we catch people and become involved in their friendship, and then things go difficult or a little bit of conflict evolves, and we just drop them, and we catch and release. And so it was a very powerful concept there that Denver Moore shared with Ron Hall.
Well, I can see how they would, you know, take that analogy and run with it, because that says a lot on, I think, how we do treat people occasionally. So that's interesting. overall, just as director of development now for the Lighthouse, you've picked up a lot more, Linda, than just this film. You've got the continuing day-to-day mission for the Lighthouse to deal with.
What we're trying to do is make people aware. And really the purpose of this movie is to raise awareness that we do have a need in Bartlesville, that there is a mission here. We want people to get involved, not just with their donations, but personally. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of great contributors to the mission in a lot of ways, donating their time with people who bring in meals. We have churches that bring in meals during the week. And a lot of, like recently, we just put out there that we needed bicycles, and we had bicycles donated to us. People are very generous if they know the need, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things that we're trying to do. Yeah. And one thing I really would encourage you with the movie is to go online and watch the trailer. Just Google "same kind of different as me" and watch the trailer, mm-hmm. and it will draw you in, and hopefully help you want to see the movie and bring a friend with you.
Okay, well, we'll talk about the film a little bit more. The mission of the Lighthouse, how you can get involved either through the film or through your time when we continue in just a moment on K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning on Community Connection on 1400 K1, talking with Errol Heda and Linda Radiker from the Lighthouse Outreach Center. And there are opportunities for people to get involved, Linda. You mentioned that there are churches that, you know, provide meals and that sort of thing. I know they also provide some chapel services for you, but either as a group or individually, there's still a need.
There's a lot of things that you can do to get involved. And we, if nothing else, go on Facebook and follow us with what we're doing there. Mm-hmm. We put our needs on there and our thank yous on there. We are needing jackets as it gets to be fall. Freeze is going to come up. We could use jackets, hats, gloves, that kind of thing. We do have children there at the Lighthouse. We are just, even this week, we had a need for school supplies, and I'm sure they'll need coats, jackets as the weather gets cooler also.
And that would be jackets of all sizes, men,
sizes,
women, children, young and old.
Men's, women's, children, we can use that. And if you're just wanting to help, call us. You know, our needs will change from time to time. And we always have knowledgeable people at the front desk who will answer your questions. And we, through Facebook and through just personal contact and through the churches, we try to keep you aware of what's going on. But we are more than happy. Come out and take a tour, mm-hmm. of the Lighthouse. We've got new chapel and some great things going on, and we would love to have you come out. And whatever you envision a homeless shelter to be, we're not.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not what any, at least my stereotyped or presented through television or film idea of what was going on. Every time I go out there, I'm, I won't say totally surprised, but I have to remind myself, no, this is real life. This is not film.
Yeah. These are people just like you and me who have either made bad choices or been dealt a bad hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are children there through no fault of their own who have already seen so much more of life than we want them to. And we're just there to stand in the gap. Always we need your prayers for the people there and for the staff.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, as we see this film, I'm sure some of the things we see in the film will be paralleled with what we would see if we walked in the door at the Lighthouse.
think that we are in a lot of ways parallel to that, but we're small town, we're Bartlesville, we're people who need just the basics of just an encouraging word. Mm-hmm. A lot of times just somebody to come alongside them.
And I think that's an important idea, that's what you're kind of doing, is you're coming alongside these individuals and saying, how can I help?
Right. A lot of people need some good guidance, but they also need some encouragement, and I think that helps a lot. And some of them, they're so beat down by life and by their own choices and by bad experiences, and sometimes bad experiences with Christians or churches. Mm-hmm. That
human beings are involved. I
mean, they need to rebuild trust, and they need to rebuild hope. That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing we offer them. Ron Hall has written another book called What Difference Do It Make? And it's based on people that have read the book, the first one, Same Kind of Different as Me, and the impact it's had on their life. And it's just story after story of people all over the United States that began to become involved in some sort of ministry, not necessarily at a homeless shelter, but maybe God prompted them to go and help a neighbor or do something. It's a very powerful story, a book of many stories. And right here in Bartlesville, we gave the book to someone, and he gave it to his wife. She read it, and she called up and she said, is there something I can do to help with the lighthouse? And she came up with the idea of doing a craft night for the ladies. And so one Friday night, she came down with some ladies and did a craft night. The ladies thoroughly enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. She also found out that we have need from time to time for someone to do a chapel for the children while the adults are in the service. So she came down and helped do that. So it's already having an impact here in Bartlesville, just reading the book, and then the movie will be even greater impact on our lives.
For those of you who are tuning in late, again, we're talking about the upcoming presentation. It's the premiere of the film, Same Kind of Different as Me, showing on Wednesday evening, October 18th at the mall. And tickets are available. I know it's the area bank, but can people get tickets at the Lighthouse too?
Yes, we have tickets there at the Lighthouse also. And the tickets are $10 from us or from the bank. If you buy it at the mall, at the movie there, it will be regular price for mm-hmm. adults. So, okay. And then this, we want to make this very clear. The tickets we have for sale are only for Wednesday night, the 18th. So if you buy a ticket from us, something comes up and say, well, I'll just go Friday night to the regular showing, it won't work. The ticket is only for Wednesday night, the 18th. The other tickets for the weekend and for the, however long they have it here, will be regular price at the ticket agent there.
Sure, yeah. But the nice thing about the Wednesday, the 18th, mm-hmm. whether you're getting tickets at the Lighthouse or at area banks, is because this is the premiere showing, and this is, you're going to be part of an experience across the country as different shelters show this film in their home communities.
Right. The nationwide premiere will be the 18th of October, and most missions of any size are promoting a red carpet event, what they're calling it. Mm-hmm. We'll have a booth set up there for you can get more information about the Lighthouse, and also some opportunities there for ministry there also. One thing that Linda alluded to, but we have about 11 churches that provide a meal once a month at mm-hmm. the Lighthouse, and that has helped our budget tremendously. We have spent a lot less on food this year because of the volunteer churches bringing in the meal. Also, it gives the people from the church an outreach to do something that's tangible as they get to sit with the residents and eat with them after they serve the meal. That's a good time to get to know the people that we have there at the Lighthouse. And so it's been very powerful for churches. And we still have openings for more churches. One church had to cancel because they were a small church and we didn't have anybody to keep doing it. So there's always a need for churches. Another need we have that's pretty consistent is someone to answer the phone for us, a receptionist. We have one lady that does Thursday and Friday mornings. She's been doing it for over a year now, and a great job, but we have to have staff do the phones other times. But if you'd like to come for half a day, 8 to 12 or 12 to 4, and answer the phone, that'd be a great way to begin to get involved in the Lighthouse also.
Tickets are available at area churches, and either Errol or Linda, where can we buy tickets?
I'll let Linda address that.
Okay.
Go online to bartlesvillelighthouse.weebly.com, and you can purchase them right there online, or you can go to Truity Credit Union, RVS Banks, Central National Bank, American Heritage Bank, or Armstrong Bank. And some of the churches will have them available also. Or come to the Lighthouse at 1411 West Hensley Boulevard and pick up your tickets there. We also have the book for sale. It's $10 if you'd like to read the book before you go see the movie.
All right,
we would
great.
Encourage it.
That's a community connection on 1400 K1.
A horrific shooting during a country music concert in Las Vegas late last night leaves several killed and more than